Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know what? Let's have a stupid conversation here on the Hawk and Tom Show. I've scheduled this on purpose because most of the time we just stumble on stupid conversations. But this one is actually scheduled to be stupid.
Well, if anybody's going to deliver that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Let me be intentional with my stupidity this morning. And it's very timely, too, because Halloween's almost here. So a poll, they asked people, what would be worse to find under your bed, a dead person or a live person, unless the person is living?
Well, it depends on what the live person was doing there and who it was.
The poll was almost deadlocked, 49% saying a person who's alive would be worse.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 51% said a dead person would be worse. Now, that's assuming that it's not your brother just living under your bed or hiding under your bed to scare you, which is always quite fun when you hide under a bed and someone comes in the room and you grab their foot and they scream.
I did that to my sister once. It was great. Oh, I'm still riding that high 30 years later.
Just once?
Yeah. Well, she kicked me.
That is always a lot of fun. So, yeah. But then you got the other people talking about the living person. Some of the people said, I'd rather have a living person there. I could choose to kill them if needed.
Wow.
So they're assuming that the person underneath, they're going to evaluate if it is a nice person. I'm guessing a nice person's not going to just be living under your bed. It's like you look underneath there and you're like, oh, hi. He's like, hey, yeah, my name's Frank. You need anything?
I got snacks.
Yeah. So
I'd have to think if the dead person was under there, did I do that, is what I'd be thinking.
Okay. Wow. I would hope you would know.
I mean, if you just found a dead body, we're like, did I do that? I don't know.
Bill, the dead body people said that it's more gross and scary to find someone dead underneath your bed.
And how long have they been there, too?
Yeah. At least they can't grab you. Well, you hope.
That's true,
you never
too. Because you hang those feet off your bed and you get scared someone's underneath there, it's going to grab them. So,
how old are you? Do you still worry about that?
Maybe.
I
still don't hang my feet off the bed.
I don't hang my feet off the bed.
And when was the last time you climbed under a bed? It's not easy as an adult.
It is harder, yes. Well, my mom's got one that's really high off the ground. So
okay,
it's fun, yeah. To scare the kids especially because they're sitting there playing. But I told you it'd be a stupid conversation.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, I mean, what is your answer to this?
Well, a live person can kill you, so that's disturbing.
Yes.
But the dead person's going to have a lot of red tape involved.
Not if you just bury it.
That's a lot of digging. I don't want to do that either.
Too much trouble, ain't it?
I know what I'm going to do is look under my bed when I get home. Thanks.
Hey, you know what? There's scarier things under my bed than a dead person right now. All those dust bunnies. There's things under my bed that I don't even know what they are. Mm-hmm. It's just a place to store all kinds of unusual things. It's like, when's the last time you really did look underneath your bed?
Christmas. Okay. That's where my wrapping paper is.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do birds poop on your car a lot?
Yeah. I mean, they have been known to.
Okay.
Bless you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the birds poop on some car colors and car brands more than other car colors and car brands.
Me too.
Okay.
This is why I don't wash my car, because then they all poop on it. So okay. You just keep it dirty, and they're like, ugh, not that one.
You know, there may be a reason for that, and I'll explain it to you.
My car sometimes looks like it's got acne.
Yeah. Well, they had a report that looked into which vehicles birds poop on the most, mm-hmm. and it apparently isn't random, even though there are some places you can park that are going to make you more likely, like under power lines or under trees.
Yeah.
But they said that birds tend to hit brown vehicles first.
I'm brown.
Followed by red and then black.
Yeah.
White and silver cars ranked the lowest. And I have a silver car, and I rarely get pooped on. It happens, but it's rare.
You know, it's the same principle, I think, as when you are pulling out. It's hard to see the silver cars on the horizon, and I bet the birds just don't see the silver cars there because they're doing it intentionally.
It's different than that. But it is true they don't see them, but it's because birds detect ultraviolet light. And they have enhanced color vision compared to humans. Mm. So dark colors stand out more and seem like prime targets to them. Also, shiny surfaces can act like mirrors, reflecting the bird's image. And during mating season, territorial birds may think their reflection is a rival, which means they may attack the same vehicle more than once. Which means apparently birds try to poop on each other if they are rivals.
I mean, that would get rid of me. You imagine going for someone and someone else is doing that to you?
Starts throwing poo at you. You're like, I'm out.
Now, do you think the birds actually fly around going, okay, no. Yeah. Oh, here's the bathroom. Or you think they just fly and go and it lands where it lands?
They're waiting for the car version of Bucky's. They're like, no, not here.
They're looking for a Bucky sticker on the back of the car.
They're looking for a clean restroom.
The frustrating part is when they, like, do it on your door handle or something, like, to your car. And because you don't want to touch it to get into your car, and then you got to clean that off. And I don't know what it is, but like my house is pretty high up, two-story, and somehow the bird has got bird poop on the side of my house way up where I cannot clean it off.
Well, it's pretty basic. I mean, they were flying, they pooped, and it went and hit your side of your house.
Yeah, but I'm like, how did it just do it? The trajectory was just almost planned.
It's like those old-school cartoons. They're like, are you ready? Okay, fire.
Well, they say the brands that get hit the most, the Dodge Ram is number one. Now, that could be that people with those kind of trucks are parking them in places that are more likely to get pooped on. The Jeep was second.
That's me.
Again, that's another vehicle that might be out in the wild a little more.
Yeah.
Then Chevrolets, Nissan, Dodge, Kia, Tesla, Audi, Ford, and Subaru. So it kind of goes down there. And I don't know if there's any reason for that or if that's random, just luck.
Well, Subaru, they're made to be out for hikes and everything, so they should have lots of poop on them.
It seems like it should be up higher.
I think our government should spend billions checking this out.
Oh, they already have. I got this report.
Okay, well, there you go.
They say that we spend over $500 annually on car washes and such related to bird droppings.
Yeah.
And the people who spend the most on that are Tesla and BMW owners. I have a theory on this Tesla thing, too, with those Cybertrucks. Those do have the shiny metal that could give the reflections that they think are another bird.
There's a, I think it's a cardinal that will fight my side mirror in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it does it to all the different cars. Yeah. And he will poop, like, into the back of the side mirror. So you can't even get it all out. You have to get water back behind there.
Right, because he thinks that there's a bird inside there.
Which, like, dummy.
And it's you. Self, yeah.
You don't realize that it's you hitting yourself. You're like, ouch, this bird knows exactly what I'm about to do.
I hate myself.
And that's no way to date, you know, if you're like trying to poop on the other person or the bird.
It's not dating, it's a rival.
Well,
they're trying to fight each other so they can get the ladybird.
Okay, then that is appropriate to do that.
We need to talk to you about what's appropriate in dating.
Yeah. What if we did that with people we didn't like?
Yeah, I know. Some people do
go
sometimes.
Go out in public and just say, I don't like you.
Have you not seen those videos of the road rage where the lady gets out and she does it on a car hood?
No.
I've seen that one. That's worth watching. Yeah. I gave it 5 stars.
Yeah. She gave it a couple stars herself.
I can see like Siskel and Ebert back in the day giving it a review.
I'm just stunned anyone could.
Where are they up?
What?
Well, my favorite story is when Tori was at the beach and the seagull pooped on her shoulder and she thought it was suntan lotion. That's a good one right there.
As I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, what car do I look like to this stupid bird?
Did you have those reflective sunglasses on? Is that what it was?
One good thing, she didn't burn. The sunscreen worked really well.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Columbus Day. There is a lot of discussion about whether this should be a holiday or not. There are the woke people who say that what Columbus did was horrible. And then there are the people who say, hey, historically, without Columbus, we wouldn't be where we are today. But I have some fast facts about Columbus Day and some interesting history to share with you.
I think, though, eventually someone would have stumbled onto America.
Well, sure, yeah. But it might have been 100 or 200 years later, and the whole thing would have played out differently.
Stumbled on. I love the idea of someone being like, oh, gosh. Oh, hey, look at this new world.
Look at there.
I have stumbled all across America in my life.
Well, I've got some surprising news for you, because 1 out of 4 people, like you, still think he was the first explorer to reach North America. But the Vikings actually had a settlement in Canada 5 centuries earlier.
Wow.
Talk about our schooling being wrong. Yeah. We were all told that Columbus was the first one to reach the, quote, new world, but apparently not.
Well, it was new to him.
And to be fair, I feel like Canada shouldn't count. It's its own thing.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, right. Well, that's not America, but I guess it is North America.
It's part of North America.
Yeah. New and improved America.
All right. Also, 1 out of 4 Americans think that what they learned about Columbus in school wasn't true. That's probably correct for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things, and at least with history, they say the victor writes history. So you don't hear the other side of the story. It might be very different coming from other people.
Well, we didn't have Google back then and all the technology to keep track of all that stuff. And, you know, Columbus didn't video his trip to America.
Surprisingly not.
Yeah. When he was on Facebook with his Columbus trip all the way to America. Like, but can you imagine 200 years from now, you know, people will go back and they will see history the way it played out.
Him on like TikTok Live. What up, brethren? Yeah. Look what I just found.
I was imagining him being one of those traveling bloggers.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't even have to pay for this.
Right.
I get free hotels and the Indians welcome me in. And anyway, they said that we're split on whether Columbus was a hero or a villain. The most popular answer was neither. But 35% said hero, 20% said villain. To be fair, the man went through a lot of hassles and a lot of red tape to get his ships. And then he had to travel across the Atlantic on a wooden boat. Well, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Plus, he had no idea if he's going to come back or not.
Right.
It's like, you know, how many of us would take a vacation going, hey, you may not make it back, all right? I'm going to go to Gatlinburg, but you may not make it back.
Sometimes when I'm on vacation, I don't want to come back.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Just to be clear, this was not a vacation for him. This was a historic trip where he was trying to find, discover a new route to the Indies.
But just putting it in perspective, I'm just saying, you know what? If you were going to do something and you didn't think you would make it or die, you'd think twice.
You've got him in my head now is like a millennial girl, and all I can picture is him being like, did you pack enough bathing suits? All right, let's go.
Yeah, well, have you seen his hair?
Okay.
It was like a short bobby cut.
So they asked people who else might have discovered the Americas if it wasn't Columbus. Some of them said ancient Greeks, some said the Romans, and one person said Joe Biden may have discovered America before him. But we were able to get our crack team of researchers here to find out what Christopher Columbus would say if he was alive today.
Okay.
These are 5 things that he would say if he was alive today.
All right.
One is, screw Marco Polo. Why doesn't anyone use my name in the pool?
True.
I mean, to be fair, but Christopher Columbus just doesn't sound as good.
Let's try it. Christopher.
Columbus.
Christopher.
Polo.
Yeah, you're right.
He said if he was still alive today, he would change the name of his boats to Kim, Chloe, and Courtney. Instead of the Pina Colada, the Nina, and the El Nino.
No.
What were they?
The Nina, the Pina, and the Santa Maria.
Very good.
Yes.
Those will get you another step further on a game show.
Is that the song from Step Brothers?
I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He says if he was still alive today, he would say, sorry about the smallpox. Next time I'll wear a mask.
Oh, oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he'd have a couple of questions. He'd say, why is a city in central Ohio named after me?
Or one in Georgia, too, right?
Right. It's odd that we picked all these inland places to name after him. So anyway, there's your Columbus Day facts. Don't mix up with the things I made up about him.
And you folks who don't have to work today, enjoy your day, and the rest of us will resent you.
Yes.
They're probably asleep right now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know how girls go to like a party and one girl might have the same dress as another one and they're like, oh man, what do we do in this situation? Do I go up to her? Am I embarrassed? Well, let's take it a step further. Let's say you're at a Halloween costume party and someone dresses up in a Batman costume and there's another person in a Batman costume or a Harlequin, whatever costume there is. How do you feel about that? They actually researched some millennials and Gen Zers. 22% said they'd be legitimately upset, especially if the other person's costume was better than theirs.
Well, I was going to say, what do they look like? Do they look like a Batman?
Yeah. Yeah, if you went and you got one of those cheap ones, you know, at a costume store, and then they did the whole nine yards and spent a lot of money on their costume, you're like, oh, man, I look cheesy compared to him.
You just show up in an all-black outfit with a cape.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, and your kid's mask, Batman mask, because you couldn't afford the other one.
Yeah, just not big enough for your face.
Well, costumes are expensive, and you're right, they're made so cheap.
Yeah, but some of them look good. 25% said they'd probably just make a joke about it if the person showed up. 12% said that they would take it as a compliment if someone chose the same Halloween costume as them.
At that point, just roll with it. Be like, you have Batman that you spent the money on, and then I am the Wish Batman version.
There you go.
Timu Batman.
But you know, I mean, I've been into the costume stores this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you've got, you know, five Michael Myers costumes.
Right, yeah.
There's a chance you're going to show up with two Michael Myers.
Exactly, at that party. So just make sure you dress it up. It's kind of like when you're going out on a date. Dress it up, girls.
I hate it.
10% said they'd secretly be embarrassed if someone showed up with the same Halloween costume, which I don't get that. But 57% of people at parties will check throughout the night to see if their costume needs any touch-ups. So sometimes you do have to readjust your costume or you got makeup that's, you know,
smeared,
all kinds of stuff, especially if your mascara is running because you had a good cry and you were Johnny Depp as a pirate. So, a lot of touch-ups go on during the Halloween costume parties. 41% will potentially head out early if their costumes get messed up. So, and a lot of times at the costume parties we have, you got those huge, like they put a lot of time into them, and I don't even know how they're walking in that costume.
Oh, like on stilts and
stuff. Big, you know, or big boxes, or you got three people helping you hold your head up. I mean, that's a great costume, but that's got to be taxing by the end of the night. Neck's got to be sore.
I think those are the ones that just want to win the money.
Right.
They probably come in, enter the contest, win the money, and leave.
A lot of times they're headed to another contest right away.
That's so weird.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, they're like, I can make a couple grand on Halloween night. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, a poll also found the top three elements of a great Halloween party are good costumes, great food, and good decorations.
And?
Alcohol.
Cold drinks.
And then the older people are less serious when it comes to wearing the same outfit. They are a little bit at ease with that. Young people are more likely to say that they take Halloween very seriously with their outfits.
I have friends that'll do that. They'll go all out matching. And I'm like, I'm just, you know, throwing a Clemson paw on my face, and I'm a fan.
Yeah.
That's my costume.
A little pom-pom and a hat, and you're good. Well, you got the extreme people, too, that like, hey, let's go as the cast of a certain TV show, Breaking Bad or Friends or, you know, The Wizard of Oz, and like, I don't do that.
I don't
your coworkers putting pressure on you at work.
See, this is the first year that John's going to dress up with me because we've got Michael. So it's his first Halloween and the pressure is on because I'm like, I got to make it good because he's never going to do this again.
So he has never dressed up with you?
No, he hates Halloween.
Do it once. John will never do it again.
Yeah.
I bet he will because I think when they get to the age where they actually are going to enjoy trick-or-treating, which I don't really know why you would take an infant Trick-or-treating?
Because he's cute as heck and I want to show him off.
Okay. And you want candy.
Well, trick-or-treat, he can't have it, give it to me.
It took her a year or so, almost a year, to put a picture up of him on Facebook, but she's going, oh, that's because you can hide his face with your Halloween costume.
He's going as Batman from Team U.
Well, the average cost of a Halloween costume this year is about $50 to $60. Or you, so you can either, you know, buy your Halloween costume or get a gallon of gas. It's up to you. It's a little pricey. No price. If you really want to scare somebody, go as a gas pump.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, weddings aren't getting any cheaper, and it can be very creative how people come up to pay for this stuff. A lot of people will have on their wedding registry, they'll have a way for you to buy them gift cards.
Yeah.
So it can either pay for the honeymoon or it can help defray the cost of the wedding. But now someone creative and clever has come up with the idea of getting sponsorships for their weddings.
Yes. Well, yeah, why not?
I mean, I can think of why not, because it's tacky.
Mm. No.
Okay. You don't think it's tacky to have like a big banner in front of the wedding cake?
No. Bob and Sarah celebrates a wedding brought to you by Pepsi.
Or brought to you by Home Depot. They can have like orange on one side and the groomsman can wear black.
And she can walk down the aisle to the music, the Home Depot music.
That sounded more like maybe the honeymoon.
Wow. Wow.
I could see like Starbucks keeping the bridesmaids conscious since 6 a.m.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of them, I think. Pepto-Bismol, yes. For when the buffet chicken didn't agree with you.
Oh, and you get a horrible pink dress that you'll never wear again.
Mm-hmm. Uber, because not everyone here should drive home after the open bar. I think there's a lot of these.
I love it.
So anyway, I guess they did some research on this, and they came up with some information. They said 61% of Americans would consider a corporate-sponsored wedding. So that's over half the people. They said if the brand covered more than half the cost of the wedding, 20% would even allow the brand's mascot to officiate the wedding.
Okay.
So you have the Aflac duck up on stage with you.
Yeah.
Be like, do you take this man, Aflac? I mean, that's insane.
Well, I mean, we couldn't understand him. That's not a good representation.
So what would be a good one?
Well, Ronald McDonald or somebody
or the Gecko.
Right.
The Geico lizard. That's not a good thing.
That is a good one because he has that British accent. Yeah. It would sound really cool.
He can talk. Yeah. He's not like the Aflac duck.
Yeah. The Michelin man.
There you go. That's great. Yeah.
Now, I say some people struggle with wedding dress codes, but this would be pretty much, I think you would wear like the NASCAR suit. You know, you got the sponsors all over your suit as you get up on stage and the wedding dress.
I mean, just think of that train and all the sponsorship opportunities.
Right. You know, it's got to be dads that are accepting of this more so than moms or brides.
But dads and moms, I was going
to
say.
Because dads normally, or dads of daughters, let's say that, because they're going to be the ones that have to pay most of the time for the wedding. Mm. If it's the traditional type.
Well, people said if it covered 100% of the wedding, they would even do crazier stuff. They would be okay with having the brand logo on all the reception tables and on signage and even the invitations.
I mean, why not? Why not?
Well, some people won't be fancy.
Just imagine they're about to do their first dance and they're like, brought to you by... And then you have to watch an ad. Right. And then they get to go out and do their dance.
Yeah. We'll say our dues after this.
Yeah.
After this break.
Oh, 20% would allow the mentioning the brand in their wedding vows.
I would like to thank Pepsi for making this possible. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's crazy. Even 17% would be okay with putting a brand's logo on the wedding dress. So that's, like you said, the train and everything. That's just like, the women consider the wedding dress to be kind of sacred. It's like, that's their one big thing.
Yeah, but at this point, I feel like we're also, everything is an ad. Every single thing you do, like, they're making money off you every time you get on Facebook, everything else. So at this point, we're like, heck, if these companies are going to make money off me, I'm making money off the companies.
You got to think, too, if it's an appropriate sponsor, like a bridal, you know, facility or bridal place that has dresses and, you know, they can rent the tuxes and stuff.
Well, you think this is already happening because, I mean, you got to have a cake made. That's expensive. So why hasn't a bakery sponsored the wedding, given them the wedding cake for free in exchange for the logo?
Costco, they could sponsor the cake where the love is in bulk and the cake is sheet. You know, sheet cake?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can have a sponsorship.
Listen, those places have great cakes. Like, you know, Publix and some of those places. Yeah, that bakery's good.
Someone texted in and said, the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine him busting through? Do you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Monster energy fueling the groomsmen through their speeches. Because, you know, they went out the night before and partied.
Yeah.
They need that monster energy to make it through the speeches.
Mm.
I think there could be all kinds of stuff like that. You could have, let's see, I'm trying to think of some of these other ones. Febreze for the morning after. Dr. Phil for post-honeymoon counseling.
Okay, you could have wedding counselors or marriage counselors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a few on here I just thought of that are probably not appropriate, but Venmo, because no one carries cash for the money dance anymore.
Well, let's not share the inappropriate ones.
I'm not. Excedrin for love, laughter, and tomorrow's hangover. Okay.
That is work in progress, okay?
I think this, it's a new thing. It's a new trend. You got to figure it out as you go, but there's a lot of sponsorships you could make fit, and then there's a lot that would be tacky.
You pay us enough, we'll show up and do a remote, like a live-action broadcast right there, you know? We'll be on the side doing it on the radio and giving away T-shirts.
I'm going to be honest, that's going to be expensive because I don't like going to weddings to begin with, so I'm going to have to be paid well to go to a wedding. It's not my thing. But I will do it for enough money.
But could you imagine? I mean, being broadcast live on the radio for everybody to hear.
You can do it like a sports announcer.
Well, you could.
And here she comes down the aisle. Will she make it? Let's see, Ted.
This is sponsored by Joe's Wedding Dresses.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.